Yeah, starting from three lines into the wide lines, there's two dots. Ha'avda, there was a slave, Nebuchadnezzar. The Arak Mechus Laretz Laretz. 45A, three lines into the wide lines, I would assume it's A1 still.
Correct.
Ha'avda, there wasn't a slave, the Arak Mechus Laretz Laretz. He ran from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Just the opposite. The Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Also, Mara Basrei, the master came to pick him up. Also, the Kabbat Rabami. So he came in front of Rabami. I don't know if the slave went to Rabami, the master went to Rabami.
Master.
It ended up by Rabami. And he wanted to take him back to Chutz Laretz. And the Eved is screaming, he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, he said to him, Nichtav Lok Shara Adame, because of like Gita de Garusa. Let him write a star that he will pay you his value and then free him. Because, as we will see, it is usher to take the Eved back to Chutz Laretz. Even though you bought him on Chutz Laretz and he's lived in Chutz Laretz all his life, he wants to be in Eretz Yisrael. Can't take him out of Eretz Yisrael. So, write him a star, make him pay you, make him promise to pay you, and write him a star shichur. Now the question is, why can't you tell him, sell him to somebody? Sell him to somebody. You know what I mean?
In
Eretz Yisrael. That is, I don't know the answer, I'll be honest. Could be it's hard to, you know, you're not necessarily, can you sell him? But this way, you can't take him to Chutz Laretz. You're stuck. Free him.
How come you can't take him?
Because he wants to be in Eretz Yisrael. You can't take an Ebekanani to Chutz Laretz.
He wants, you know, filet mignon for dinner. He's an Eved. He's sorry. I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. I never did. So you stay here. What?
You know what the problem is, Dr. Harris? It's not your problem. It's my problem as well. We're not machshiv living in Eretz Yisrael.
No, but even if you're
machshiv, no. Because if you're machshiv, you realize you can't just take a guy out of Eretz Yisrael. If he has that chabivas aretz, you can't do it.
You take him out and brought him in.
The guy wants to be in Eretz Yisrael. Again, nobody's taking him away. So again, you could sell him theoretically. He's not taking. The guy, you can't take him out of Eretz Yisrael. He's attached to Eretz Yisrael. Now, why didn't Tom go sell him? I don't know. Does the article say anything?
Yeah, as you can. Yeah, the master does not plan to subject the slave in Eretz Yisrael. He must sell the slave to someone who lives there.
He just sell him? Who's he quote that from?
He says it's not practical because you can't find someone to buy him.
That's what I thought. That's what I said. It's hard to find somebody to buy him. But you can't take him out. So the second option is free him. Even though there's an instant of free in heaven, but
why
you can't take him out of Eretz Yisrael.
Why
is
it hard to find
somebody
to buy him?
Again, that doesn't mean everybody wants to buy an heaven. Again, that's what he said.
The guy wants to live in
Eretz Yisrael. What am I supposed to do? The Gemara says, but Art School's coming to answer, the question that's coming to answer is why did he tell him to free him? Why didn't he just tell him to sell him there? So he said, because it's not always possible. This is a possibility always.
He says because he knows he can't take him back, he's not going to get a price for him. That's what he said.
Right, could be. That's good. That's a good time. Thank you. Thank you very much. I thought you saw that, I forgot it.
He's saying he won't get a fair price.
Yeah,
number five. Yeah, like you said, he's not going to find a fair price. It's because you have to undercut the price if
you. If not, I'm taking him away from you anyway. I mean, there's no way you can take him out. Forget about it. You're stuck. How do I know that? From a bright server of Akhil Bar Yasha. Now, we're going to have a pasuk here. It's a very... there's four pshatim by the Tanoim in the following pasuk. One of the pshatim of the Tanoim is that you can't force an Eved to go back outside. So that's Rav Acha Bar Yasha's pshat, as we will see. The Tanya, that we learned in the Braisa. L'yeshu ba'artzecha, this is the pasuk. Do not let Goyim, Eved Eved Ezara, live in your land. Panyachtiyo Eishchali. Maybe they'll cause you to sin. No, don't have, well, the way Maskana is, don't have Avdia Medesara live in your land. You don't want them in Eretz Yisrael. Yachol, I would think. How about a guy that doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah? He doesn't keep all Sheva Mitzvahs. This is the way the Mefarshim explained it. That's a virus. But he's not serving Avodah Zarah. Can he live in Eretz Yisrael? I would think not. Because Pen Yachtiyah Wais Chali. There's other Averis you can learn from that person. Right? So maybe we should ban him from living in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Leimar, this is the Tanakhama's shot. Don't give a master back to his master. Don't give an eved back to his master that saves himself from his master. What does that mean? So the Tanakhama holds that it means anybody that wants to come to Eretz Yisrael, an eved, or anybody else that comes to Eretz Yisrael and doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, he's running away from his master, the Avodah Zarah. He's running away from his master. Don't put him back by his master. Don't send him back to a place where he'll be under pressure to serve Avodah Zarah. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He wants an Avodah Zarah free zone. If you send him back, you're sending him back to Avodah Zarah. Let him stay. What's the Eitzah? Maita Kanantai? Imchayesh Begir Bechor. He doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah. Let him live in Eretz Yisrael. So this shot in the Pasuk is really not worried about the slavery aspect. It's saying, if a guy runs away from his master, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, don't send him back, because you're sending him back to Avodah Zarah. Now, this is not really a slave issue. Any guy that comes to Eretz Yisrael that doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, don't kick him out. That's what the Pasuk is saying. So that's why Kashalei L'Rav Yasha, Hai Mim Adonav Mim Avim Yiboyalei. This is not a slavery issue. This is a new issue. Any guy who comes to Eretz Yisrael because he wants to live in an Avodah Zarah free zone, don't kick him out of Eretz Yisrael. What does it got to do with slavery? This has nothing to do with slavery. It's not a dinah, master, slavery. This is Avodah Zarah. The guy doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah. He lives in a country where everybody serves Avodah Zarah. He runs to Eretz Yisrael because he wants to be in an Avodah Zarah free zone. That's the part that don't kick him out. So forget about slavery. It's not a slavery issue. Dr. Gemara.
Well, whatever he's saying, he's keeping all the, he's doing all this. Of the,
no, he's, the way the Mepharshim explained it, just not serving Avodah Zarah.
Where do you see that?
That's how the Mepharshim explained. Because what's the Havamina that if he's not serving Avodah Zarah, he can't live there? The Gemara has a Shiloh. Maybe we shouldn't let him live there even if he doesn't serve Avodah Zarah. Zukta, I thought the name of the Torah to me, I'll be honest, which Mepharshim says it. That Penyachtiyah Weiss Chali is because he's still doing other Averis.
I don't want the, that. I don't want that in Eretz Yisrael.
Again, the Pasuk says.
I don't want that in Eretz Yisrael.
I'm sorry. What don't you want?
I don't want a person like that.
Why not? Why not?
You must be of my children.
That's Penyachtiyah Weiss Chali. That's why we had a Havamina that you should kick him out. Because he still can make you sin.
Because he does other things, right.
That's the Havamina. But if you would keep all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, there wouldn't be much fear on you. He would be a frumer guy.
Also, oh, he's keeping...
This is the way the Torah to me works.
He's keeping all the time. Is okay.
I mean, you could kind of, that even if he keeps Zayim Mitzvahs, he's still eating treif. And we must be on my kid to eat treif. You could learn that way in the Havamina. I'm just saying how he learns. He learns that he's only keeping Avodah Zarah, not the other Sheva Mitzvahs. Theoretically, you could learn he's keeping all Sheva Mitzvahs, but there's a whole bunch of other Averis that he's doing legally for him. He's eating Nevelos, he's eating Trev, he drives the car in Shabbos,
right.
He listens to Gleish music, he's on the internet.
Right.
So Pasuk says, don't kick him out. So Biashia says, I'm not arguing with the halacha, Dr. Biasha. But that's not the pasuk. The pasuk says, I'm doing enough. The pasuk seems to be stressing a slavery aspect. This is not a slavery aspect. This is any guy. The pasuk is saying, do not bring an eved back to his master if he sells him to chutzlaretz. This is the halacha. If you sell to chutzlaretz, he goes free. That's how he learns this pasuk. Do not give an eved back to his master that saves himself because you want to send him out to Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Gemara, Kashalei Rav Acha Bar Yasha, Hayashi Yinotzel Elecha, Ashi Yinotzel Me'imach Miboyele. Yinotzel Elecha seems to say he's coming to you. This guy is being taken away from you. Don't put him back to his master when he's being taken away from you. Not taken away to you. He's going away from Eretz Yisrael. That's the problem. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Don't send them back to Avodah Zarah. Don't give them to the buyer. He's going away from you. He's separated from our father. Right, that's the pasuk. Hitzel doesn't necessarily mean save. Hitzel means separated. He's not being separated to you. He's being separated away from you. And again, he's not arguing with Allah. He's just saying that's not trapped in the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about an Eved Kanani that ran away to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the pasuk is saying, don't send him back to his master when he came to you from his master because he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Imcha yeshu b'kirbcha. Let him stay in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Bayashi is the pshat. Dr. Bami, Rabbi Bayashi told us that pshat in the pasuk. So you better make a deal with this Eved Kanani. Sell him. Free him, get your money for him, but I can't send him back to you. That's where Rabbi Bayasha Paskin. I can't send him back with you. Shot in the pasuk. That's why Rabami forced the guy to take his star for his money and go. Goodbye. Look, Rashi. I'm not, that's right. Shabarach Mosor Tlaret, Dain Rashi Nuzel, Elecha Loret. That's three pshatim in the pasuk so far. Tanakama learned a guy that came away from Avodah Zarah. Not necessarily an Eved. The kasha on him was, the reason Rabbi Yashin, again, didn't disagree with Halacha. He just said, that's not pshat in the pasuk. Nothing to do with master. So Rabbi Yashin said, a guy selling his Eved to Chutzlaretz. Don't give him to the buyer. Shouldn't say Elecha, should say Meimcha. Rabbi Akibayashin said, it's an Eved Kanani who ran from Chutzlaretz at the show. Don't send them back to Chutzlaretz. So, bro, we have three pshatim in the pasuk. Now we will have a fourth pshat in the pasuk.
Where's the master right now?
Which one? This, which case? Which
shayla? The third one.
The Meicher is in Eretz Yisrael. He sold his Eved to somebody who lives in Chutzlaretz.
Which is, he can't do.
The third shot?
Yeah.
No. Third shot is the master lives in Chutzlaretz and the Eved ran to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
Don't give him back.
Right.
Dr. Gemara writer, Tanya Idach. We learned it in another Brisa. Lesasku Eved al Adainav, Rebbe Eimer, Velekeach Eved Amanas Lashakaru Akasim Adaber. Rebbe says the pasuk means that he bought the Eved. And he said, when he said to the guy, I will free you when I buy you. Remember we had this in in the Yavamas. We had it by Davish Lebali Eilam. If you buy an Eved, you promise him that when you buy him, you will free him. He goes free as soon as you buy him. Even though when you freed him, he wasn't your Eved. But you wrote him a Shikhur saying that when I buy you, you'll be free. That Shikhur kicks in as soon as you buy him. That's why Sask your Eved al Adainav. Don't give him to his master. Meaning, you can't keep him. Don't let the guy keep him because he freed him. That's how Rebbe learns the pasuk. Let's read it inside. When I buy you, you're freed from now. And therefore, it's a considered other makna davar shlo bali yalam. So the pasuk is saying, don't let the master keep him.
Should be frozen?
Well, the Batla say it doesn't make a difference. If it counts, it counts. No, he wrote him Akshav. He kicks in. He gave him a Star Shikhar. He gave him a Star Shikhar. He didn't say a word of mouth. That means nothing. That's Zavish Lem Aliyah. So it's Zavish Lem Aliyah. It's all the Mach to Zavish Lem Aliyah.
I don't get your answer. Is
it your request
or not?
Again, can I be Chayzer from the Kenyan of Zavish Lem Aliyah if it's an Akshav?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. It's a regular shayla of Davish Lebel, nothing to do with the history of being in heaven.
I know, well,
that's not a factor here. Factor is.
It is a factor because you're about to say.
Again, that doesn't change the halachas of kinyanim. If it's usher, he did the usher anyway. Now the question is, did it work or not? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm an Asl Shakarov, his Akasa Lebezin. Bezin's obligated to make sure that the guy who freed him can't work with him.
How did Bezin get in all? The guy wrote him, it runs the Bezin.
This is Abba Star Shikhar. And the guy says, I wrote that Star Shikhar before I bought you. Dr. Gemara Weiter. So, one of the questions in the test is going to be four pshatim in the pasuk. Let's ask Rabbi.
Maybe
make it four questions.
No, not four questions. Maybe what's his name? Baruch. What are his names? He should be extra space. A lot of times he has the same space for all the.
Right. You know, yes,
but, yes or no? By the four quote. Oh. Is he on the phone now?
He's on the phone. He's the last player.
Also, Rabbi, once you have him on the phone. Is he a mower for me?
No,
I'm serious.
If you talk to your son, he'll get you one of the things you can drive around. Rav Chisda, Ariklei Avdel Abekusoy. Rav Chisda lived in Babel, and an Eved ran away to the Kusim, also in Chutzlaretz. So the Eved escaped from Rav Chisda in Chutzlaretz to another place in Chutzlaretz. And Yisrael was not a factor here. Shaluk Lahu Adru Nahali. He sent to them, can you please give me back my Evan? He escaped. It's my Evan. I want him back. Shokulay, let's ask Evan Aladainov. Pasuk says, don't give an Evan back to his master. Pasuk says, he runs away. Tough luck on you. We're not allowed to give him back to you. That's what the Kusim said. They learned Chumash. Says, let's ask Evan Aladainov. Does it say a word about Eretz Yisrael? Does it say a word about anything? It says, don't give back an Evan to his master. We're not giving him back. Let's take Chumash. That's what they told Rav Chisda. Shaluch Lahu, the Eved Shabarach Mechutz Laretz Laretz. Ukrabacha Bar Yasha. He sent him the third shot. That it's only when he runs to Eretz Yisrael. Here he didn't run to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he explained to them. Frekti Gemara Maishon the Shaluch Lahu Ukrabacha Bar Yasha. Why did he pick that shot? Why did he pick that the Pasuk means Rebbe? The Pasuk means Rebbe. There are four of Pshatim. Why did he pick Pshat number three that when he sent it to them, he said, Pshat in the Pasuk is like Rav Acha Bar Yasha. We had four Pshatim. Either all four Pshatim would have been enough to tell them, give me back my Evan. So why did he choose the third Pshat? Dr. Gemara, which is the Mashma Lekroi. It fits best into the Pesukim.
How is the fourth Pshat?
Rebbe Pshat?
Yeah.
Rebbe holds Lysasku Evid Aladina means don't make an Evid master go work for his master that comes to complain to you that the master freed him.
He didn't free him.
He wrote Rebbe holds this way. He ran from Rav Chisda to somebody else.
Right.
They use the pasuk to say they don't have to give him back. He sent back, he's sending my Evan. They said, the Pasuk says we don't have to. Either one of the four Pshatim would have said that that's not Pshat in the Pasuk, and therefore you have no time now. He picked Pshat number three. Why did he pick Pshat number three? He could have picked Pshat number four. He could have picked Pshat number one, number two. Why did he decide to tell them Pshat number three? Can I finish this piece in a second? The answer is, that's the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk. If you read the Pasuk, Pshat number three reads the best. Do not give an Evid back to his master who saves himself to come to you, to Eretz Yisrael. That would be Pasuk Pshat the Pasuk. Any other Pshat is harder in the words. So therefore, he figured, these Ksavim don't believe in Tarshu Bapet. They only believe in Tarshu B'Ksav. My chance is to explain the Pasuk to them in the simplest manner and fitting the words into the Pasuk. So he picked Rav Akiyash's Pshat because that's the simplest Pshat in the Pasuk.
The slave was with the Jew in Eretz Yisrael, right?
No.
It
was in Babel.
And then he escaped to the Kuvians
in Kutzlaret.
Now, again, he has to keep the Shabbat.
He keeps everything. He's an Ebekani. He keeps 601 mitzvahs.
Now, I can guarantee when he's by the Kusim, he's not going to keep those. They're not going to let him keep all those.
Fine.
Okay. So
what do you want?
It's still mitzvah. So you have set your...
Again. You know what I mean? This is what we call a kashan amayza.
No.
Can you please listen to me? Listen. The guy escaped to the Kusim. Rav Chisda sent him, send them back to me. They wrote back, it's usher for us to send them back to you. Because we learned Torah, and the Chumash says, never give an Eved back to his master. So you're going to say to the Kusim, oh, he's not going to keep mitzvahs by you. Can you please send them back? They just told you that it's usher for them to send it back. They keep mitzvahs. They learn Torah Shebiksav, and the Pasuk said to them, they're not allowed to give them back. So they're telling Rav Chisda message, Rabbi, you missed the Pasuk in the Chumash. We're not allowed to give them back. What's your problem?
So you can't explain to them the whole...
They think they're from, they're Kusim. They think they're keeping Torah Shebiksav. What are you going to tell them? You guys aren't from? What are you going to tell them exactly? And why would they agree? If it's good enough for them, why do they care if they have it like them? It's a story that happened. We're not encouraging people to go be Kusim. So he wrote them Rav Acha Bayash's pshat. So the Gemara just wants to know why he picked that pshat. So the Gemara said, because it fits best into the words. Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Lebein Kusoy, Chutz Lortzi. Rav Chisda Nami, Babava Lava. Shaluch Lu Kain Taas, the Vaiter. Don't take my Vaiter. Abaya, Irchis Lecham, Rabbein Kusoy. Once we brought a story about the Kusim, being Ashava Saveda, so we bring another story. Abaya lost a donkey in the Kusi neighborhood. Shaluch Lu Shadruli. So he sent it to them, can you please send me back my donkey? Shaluch Lu Shlach Simba. We do Ashava Saveda. But we need a simon. Can you please identify your chamor? Shaluch lehu, the chiyuri kreisei, has a white stomach. Now, the Mepharshim learned that a white stomach was a simon that's not muvik. There are levels of simonim. But the raisa, you only give back an aveda with a simon muvik. With something that's very unique. But the rabbanon, even without a simon muvik, we give back an aveda. As long as there's some simon. The simon he sent them was not a simon muvik. They keep Torah Shebiksav. They don't keep Torah Shebiksav. So they sent him back. So Hulei, he loved an Achmenia. If not the fact you're Abaya, love a Meshad in Lachata. Meaning, we know you're not lying. We know you. We trust you. But honestly, your simon is not good enough. If you wanted to give it back because of the simon, not a good enough simon. But, you know, we do respect you. You are Abaya. We know that you never lie. And if you say this is your donkey, that's good enough for us. But you think you gave us a good simon? It's not true. Why? Don't all donkeys have white stomachs? And then unfortunately, God, no. Because Abai would have never sent them a white stomach if every donkey had a white stomach. There's a lot of donkeys with a white stomach, so it's not a simon muvik. That's what they meant to say. If you want us to rely on this simon, it doesn't cut. If you want us to give it back to you because you're Abaya, you're Abaya. You know, respect. Tamid Chum don't lie. Abaya doesn't lie. If he says this is his donkey, this is his donkey. But don't, because they don't hold him a Simon Shein HaMuvik. Rashi. Look, Rashi, the Mashmalu Krok, Pashtid the Krokhi Mashmalu Tvei, Vehinein Im Shamalu Divri Chachamim. They don't listen to Chazal. Rokhi the Shalachu Karebi. We know your Nachmeni means that was Rabbi's name. His name was Nachmeni, you know. So we know you don't lie, so we'll give it back to you, but don't think you persuaded us with your simon. But he held it was a good simba because he holds the drabon. You don't need tarish and compare that the drabon made a takana that a simba shayna mubik is good enough. Zak the mishnah writer. In pointing us ashuim yes
or kedemayim. But isn't the whole thing with the kusim? Are they giri emes or not giri?
This is all going to kusim or giri emes. It's all operating under the assumption that at one point they were treated giri emes. And later on, they made him like Glaive.
I understand, but at this point here with the Giri MS, what exactly was their status, meaning?
They're not so from. They kept certain things and didn't keep other things, even when they were Giri MS. Dr. Mr. Baitain, Brightness, Ashwi, and yes, now can they demand him? You don't redeem captives more than their value. If they take an island, the Gemara is going to explain what the Tikkun Olam is. The Gemara is going to explain. It's not good to overspend on redeeming a captive. Now, there's a few issues here. Take the first issue first. And that is what is considered their value to Machlokes. Some say their value is a slave in the slave market. Whatever they're charged for in the slave market, that's their value. Razvaz argues. He says you don't pay more than anybody would pay to redeem a Gaius slave. Meaning, captives sell their slaves for cheaper. Because it's not like they invested money into this. They captured a guy. So now, they sell him. They don't necessarily charge slave market prices. They might charge less. So the one mandiyama says you have to go pay market value. And the other mandiyama says if they're selling it for more than they would sell a guy for, don't pay it. Because it's very nigdav kabina. Because these guys are not stupid. They know Jews are willing to do much more for bitten shuyim than guys are. So therefore, they hiked the price because he's Jewish. So now, the question is, how far are we allowed to go to pay? When they take an island, we're not supposed to overpay. What is overpaying? So a lot of Mepharshim learn, go to the slave market, find out what a slave like this is worth. That's his value. Even though for Goyim they charge less, but this is his value. That's why it says, no, don't pay any more for a Jew than anybody would pay for a guy. Because the minute you pay more for a Jew, you're playing right into their hands, and the Gemara will say why in a minute.
No one says their value is, an 89-year-old tzaddik is not going to be worth much on the slave market.
That's all you pay.
No one says the value according to what the community is.
So here we get into Baal. This gets very silly. Rav Shulman Levi redeemed a tinnik. The Gemara says in Gittin, he was walking by a prison, and he said at Pasek, and the kid answered the Pasek.
Wow.
So he went and spent a lot of money to redeem him. For Tysus, it's Yaitak made the man. And for Tysus, because he was Muflik B'chachma. A person that's a big Tamil Chacham is exempt from this Tikkun Olam. Or he says, Tysus, that in the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, things were different. Because Tikkun Olam didn't exist. They were doing whatever they want anyway. Meaning, it wasn't like they're going to capture more. Whatever bad was happening anyway. So it wasn't going to make a difference. It wasn't going to make a dent. This halacha became into play when the Merami Rutenberg was put into jail. Merami Rutenberg was put into jail, and they asked a huge amount of money. And all the Paiskim Paskin that they should pay it. Because Muflik B'chachma. Paisis. Muflik B'chachma. And he refused. Because of the Gemara is going to explain why he refused. He held not to. He didn't let himself be redeemed because he didn't want. Even though halachically everybody possibly should be redeemed. Of course,
Rabbi,
he has an ending. He died in prison. They didn't let him be buried until somebody paid the money.
Rabbi.
Yes.
These days, when the state when Israel exchanges 200 Arabs for a single soldier or something like that, do the rebbeim?
We get four lines into the Gemara. We'll deal with that question when we get four lines into the Gemara.
Where is the
Tysus? Okay, Tysus here. I will just end up with quickly before I go to the Gemara, before I leave the next line, is that my Rishiv is Chaner Velcha, Rav Ruman, was captured by bandits when he was 16 during the First World War. And they wanted people to redeem him. So it was a big tumult. They wanted to kill him. It was a big tumult. So they went to the yeshiva of Slabatka, Rav Moshe Mordechai. And they said, should they redeem him or not? So he passed and they should redeem him. So the question was, they asked him, what right, in places I swim, yaitse mekdei the man. This is opening up a Pandora's box. So he paskin muflik b'chokhmah. He paskin the Marishiva when he was 16 that he can redeem him because he's a muflik b'chokhmah. Shiva told me the story. I heard it from him many a time.
Oh, he said that himself.
He said there, by Shabbatim Paskin, that he goes on the Muflik Bukhak. He was a Yeshiva bunk, he was sitting and learning, so he said he's Muflik Bukhak. He didn't say only me, he said that was the story. The postscript to the story, which is to me the most fascinating thing, is that Yeshiva told me that he was in capture, he was in the middle of learning the Sefer Asar Mamoris or Ramami Panel, which is the Kabbalah Sefer, but he was learning it at 16. And he was afraid when he was there that it would kill him before he finished Asar Mamoris. How could he die without having learned Asar Mamoris and Ramami Panel? So as soon as he got redeemed, he locked himself up in a room and he just sat there and learned until he finished the whole Asar Mamoris. In case he gets captured again, at least he finished Asar Mamoris. We thought it was very cute. Like, why do I, you know, like, okay, that's that. That's the Mishnah by Zayma, Ashrim, they take an island. You can't help captives escape because they're taking Arlam. The Gemara is going to explain the differences. The other ones are afraid they're taking Arlam, meaning future captives. The guy are going to see a prisoner escape. They are going to be stricter with future captives. So we don't want to have that. The Shimon Gamliel says we don't worry about future captives. We worry about the current captives. When one escapes, the guy take it out on the rest of them. And they say you guys were in on it. And therefore, we don't help them escape because you're going to get the other captives that are there currently, the takanas ashuyim that are there now. The Gemara is going to talk about it. We'll see in the Gemara Rashi. The takanas ashuyim, the Gemara Mefarshlam. Ibaylu. Haimim neitikin aylam. Why don't we let people redeem for more than demayim? Why is there this takana? Ishim duchkin the tziburuhu. We're worried about the tzibur's money. We can't impoverish Klal Yisrael. If the chiyuv of pidyon shvuyim, which is by a chiyuv, the samar al dam reyecha, if that chiyuv is there, and we let people spend who knows how much, Klal Yisrael is going to become impoverished. Therefore, Chazal, in order to protect Klal Yisrael from being impoverished, said, don't do more than a certain amount. Ayatollah, and the Bahrainim ask on a lav, you're mechuyev to spend all your money. So somewhere it's a takana. You're right. Biblically speaking, they should spend all their money because Chazal felt it would impoverish Klal Yisrael, so they made a takana. Others learned it to lav shein b'maisa. Your only mechuyev to spend all your money not to transgress a lav is if the lav is an action. But if the lav is not to do something, you're not mechuyev to spend all your money midoraisa. What? Leisamad al dam reyecha. Don't watch it. Others learned it's not pikuach nefesh. Not ever necessarily is jail a death sentence. It might just be uncomfortable. All different kinds of tzurutzim. I do mention like Gaiba Valesha today. Or is this takana because we don't want Gaim to say, capture Jews, they're good money. Why did they make this takana? Dr. Gemara Tashima. The Levi, okay, we got there. Now, Harvey, going back to your question, that's why some people are against prisoner exchanges. This is it. The Gaiba Valesha today. Because if you pay Hamas 1,000 prisoners for 1 year, by the way, which is worth it, but that's an incentive, go capture another year. That's right. Where it comes from, that we, Pashtus, we don't encourage those prisoner transfers because of this Gemara, which is, I think, what your question was.
Yeah, that's my good question, but Israel does it all the time. They may do it strategically at certain times, but they do it. And my question was, do the Rebbeim object to that for...
And nobody asked them, you know what I mean? It's not like they called Rabbanim and asked, are we doing the Torah of you or not? You want to know the Torah of you? The answer is no, you can't do it.
Okay. I wouldn't stop them from commenting whether Israel has them or not. I'm just curious what the position was.
The position is that you can't do anything that will be encouraging others to take more captives. And that's exactly what that does. It whets their appetite. And again, I'm not in any way mean to demean or to make light of the suffering that a person suffers when he's a prisoner. Chas v'shalom. But on the other hand, there's a tikkun olam here.
Is this based on slave market or comparable to goy, whatever he's doing?
You missed the point. I talked about that. Were you here? I mentioned the machloikas. Is it the slave market or is it what a guy would be redeemed for?
The
it's machlokes.
Well, when you talk about the Israeli soldiers that were captured, there is no slave market to report. In other words, that's the alternative. It's a machlokes.
If it would be a non-Jewish prisoner, what would Hamas charge? If they captured a prisoner from Jordan, they wouldn't ask for 1,000 people, because Jordan would never give it to them.
So in other words, if it's not one, it's the other?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Because they're not asking for money. There is no slave market. That's what I would think. Tashima the Levi Bar Darga, the name of a person, Parki Lubrata, Beklesa Alpha Dinrizov. He redeemed his daughter for 13,000 Dinrizov, way more than any value of her. So we see, it's Zuchka the Tzibura. It was this private money. Private money, he can do whatever he wants. But if it's because it shouldn't happen again, how can we let him do it? That's a good word. Who said that the Chachamim agreed? Maybe they didn't agree. You're bringing a story, you're bringing a rive of a story. Maybe he didn't ask the rabbis. Now, there is an exception for a person to redeem himself or his wife, who's kagufoi. There, everybody agrees that you're allowed to pay whatever it is. We did not make a takana, because a person for himself is different. Because it's a pasuk, kolash yitn loy bad nafshayf. People can give whatever, I don't know if it's a pasuk, but we say the pshat is, for himself, the person's not, you can't stop a person from redeeming himself. And this ishta kegufoy cannot stop a person from redeeming his wife. Wow. Rashi. When they duk in the tzibur, we don't impoverish a tzibur for our captives. Because it's very expensive. He has a father that's rich. It won't be the tzibur.
Bottom line is that...
So it's a shayla. The Gemara doesn't answer the shayla. We paskin, the reason is because it shouldn't capture more captives. The bottom line is, except for a person himself or his wife, Nachman al-Lusfan, he's not allowed to marry, spend more money than Kedei Demeyan to redeem somebody. Unless it's a muflik b'chachma.
Maybe said that meant the guy that learns very soon.
Again, I know. I just telling you that Tyson Sasha is Mufluk Bukhak.
But Rebbe said it doesn't mean that.
I didn't say that. I said, but he said the Yeshiva said it about himself. I said all the Yeshiva said was Rabbi Shemarko said he goes under that Tyson. Maybe it's because he learns, I said. Don't think about it. Ain Mavrikhina Sashwim they take an ilum, Shimagamalim Takana Shwim, I've been I coming out to like a khad. He was the only captive. Nobody else is going to suffer now. But in the future, you never know. So that's the machlokes. Rashi like a lechad, shavui, tanakai mechayish the tikkun olam kuloi. Shem yiktuvu al shvuyim asuidim lovoi. They might be angry at the future captives, but yitnim b'shal shalos to b'charitzim. They put them in chains and in metal. I don't know what charitzim are. Obviously something that's controlling the person. I would assume it's like, I don't know. And the Mepharshim say, because they blame the ones that remained behind for being in cahoots with the guy that escaped. Why didn't you snitch on him? Okay, now we're going to read a story that's extremely fascinating. We'll ask one thing. Since this is a story, we're not going to ask kashas on a maisa. This is a real maisa, so we'll let the story play out. The daughters of Rav Nachman used to stir the pots with their hands on the fire, instead of using a stirring spoon, to put their hands into this hot pot and stir it with their hands. They got unaffected by the heat. Rav Elish. Rav Elish had a question. The pasuk says, 1 out of 1,000 people can reach the madrega of being a huge tzaddik. But a woman never gets to the madrega. So a woman, how did this woman get to the Madrega that she's unaffected by heat? This is not something that happens to women. This is something that a man can strive for. And even he has a very, very, very difficult time of reaching that Madrega that he's unaffected by heat. But a woman, what's she doing? Oh, he could be nothing to Rav Nachman. Look at the daughters of Rav Nachman. Look at, they must be Tzidkaniyas galore. Look. Unbelievable. Dr. Gemara Garmelu Milsa Vishtabyan. Something happened. How does he translate Garmelu Milsa?
The matter was instrumental against them.
Right, meaning because of his taina, the following story happens. They get captured, Vishtaboyim. Vishtabyan, Vishtaboyim Nami Badayu. He was also captured. So now they were captives. Him and the daughters of Rav Nachman. And they weren't the only captives, they were in the captured place. Yemechad. Habayasim Gabayahu Gavra. He was sitting next to somebody, doesn't say it was a Jew or a guy, who understood the language of birds. He read, but birds chirped. He knew what they were saying. Atsa urva v'kakari lay. A raven came and was making noise, chirping a lot. Amrle my kamar. So he says to this guy who knows the language of birds, what's that bird saying? Amrle ilish brach, ilish brach. He's telling you to escape. Can't rely on ravens. But Nayach tried to send a raven out. He didn't go anywhere. Ravens are not reliable. They might mislead you. Look, Nayach wanted them to do something. They refused. You never can rely on ravens. I'm not going to rely. I'm not escaping. A dove came and started chirping. I'm like, my camera. I'm like, Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. I'm like, oh, Knesset Yisrael, the Kiyayna Mesila. We are like doves. Shema mina mesragas l'nisa. It's a message from Hashemayim that I escape, I'll get saved. The Paldik of Kineger, the Haredim says, Rav Ilush knew the language of birds. He brings a rive in this Gemara, effect of Kineger, Adarava. If anything, the rive in this Gemara is he didn't know the language of birds. So, I saw Terence. And I'm trying to ask, why did Rav Ilush believe the guy? He doesn't believe the raven. Why does he believe the guy? Terence Ravilish understood the birds also. But he was afraid his negias made him hear what wasn't true. The Maisa, he might want to hear Ilish Barach. So he turned to the other guy who knew how to language of birds and he said, what is he saying? The guy confirmed what Ravilish had said. Still he didn't want to go with the raven. But because he didn't trust the raven. But then, but that's what they want to say, Pshat and Charedim. That's why the Haredim brings a raya that he must have known it, because if not, he wouldn't have relied on the guy. Maybe the guy is setting him up. Anyway. I don't know what it is. It's not Nebuah. It's like I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't speak the language of birds. Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Amal, he said, Ezel Achsa Benassad Rav Nachman. Let me go check out the daughters of Rav Nachman. Ikaimim and Usayu, if they're still religious, Adrinu, I'll take them along with me. Listen, I know I'm going to be safe. And these girls are from, I'll take them along. Amar, he said, women, they talk in the bathroom. That's where they say all their secrets. So he went near the bathroom so he could hear what they're talking about. Shaminu, the Amran, he heard they said, Ade Gubrim ben Adoye Gubrim. Our captors are husbands, and our husbands are husbands. Meaning, they're living with their captors, unfortunately. And it's blameable, what difference does it make who's married to us? These are just as good husbands as our real husbands. We should tell our captors to move us away from here. We shouldn't get redeemed. We're very happy with this life as being the wives of the captors. We're very happy. They're just as good as our original husbands. So let's tell them, listen, don't stick around here. The Jews will come and redeem us. Go somewhere where the Jews won't get us. I mean, obviously, they're not so from. Come, Arak, he ran away. Asa Iyu Bahu Gavra, and him and the other person escaped. L'didei Esrachash L'nisa, Abba B'mabra, he got across the river. Bahu Gavra Eshkhu V'Katlu, and the other person got caught and got killed. Nobody said that the other person can escape. Yehudim V'asan, so when he came back, he told us Rav Nachman's daughters were stirring those pots using witchcraft. It wasn't their tzitzkes. I can testify it wasn't their tzitzkus. Because he heard the rest of the story. Obviously, they weren't so broke. Because they were saying they're happy with their goyish husbands as much as with their Jewish husbands. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bokshin Kedraya Biedeo. Magisus Hagdere Biedeen Kshirisechus. Varaya Savar. Shaina Arshaletas Bam. People think that the fire didn't control them. Shitsutanias Hoya. Echad Mel of Matsasi Shutzadik. Umberle Revealish Lahu Gavra. My Kam Rahu Orville. What is that raven saying? Kiyaina Mesila. Kiyaina Nimshala. It's compared to a dove. The Sibyo Nasi Samasi. My dove. My complete one. I think Samasi means complete one. Shadron Ladadi, Noitis Yachdim Beitakise. They consult each other in the bathroom, the privacy of the bathroom. Ade Gurvin. That's their problem, right? They're happy with the guy's husband, they're being Mazana, and they're worried about talking in the bathroom. And by the way, ladies are allowed to talk, so nobody should walk in. We want people to hear the ladies there, because they didn't have designated bathrooms. It was LGBT season, so everybody could walk into any bathroom they want to. So they didn't have that thing, so the women had to talk in the bathroom. These captors are our husbands. The Jews were our husbands. Listen, we have husbands. Different zachilik, whether the husbands are those husbands or these husbands. We don't need the Jewish husbands anymore. We're very content with the Gaish husbands. These said, Zeus Emeris. Means these are our husbands. Adi means these. They should move us away from here. Rav Elish and the person who knew language, he crossed the river Vilayakhu Asiga and they couldn't reach him. The other guy couldn't cross the river. He got caught and got killed. But the whole story, the Mepharshim say, happened was the teacher of Elish said they're not from. So that's the Garma Mosa. Why were they captured? Why was Elish captured? So he should learn that, when they were shaking, when they were stirring that thing, it was because of witchcraft. And this whole story was a setup. So he should have, the Rabbi Shlomo was like sending him a message. You worried about how can you have a woman that's over him? She's not. She's doing witchcraft. Right, we will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Not to...